Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
One of the first concerns when everyone heard about the shuttle news was it might be a terrorist attack, and that's not necessarily something we would have thought of a couple of years ago.
No, that's really true. It shows you how much we've changed. I think that there was a particular concern that it might be a terrorist attack because there was an Israeli aboard, and we have had the spectacle over the weekend of the head of Hezbollah rejoicing over the destruction of the shuttle, saying it shows that America is not invincible. But it also does show how much we've changed since September 11th, 2001, how sensitive we are and basically frightened we are. And it also gives you some sense of why President Bush's presidency has been so altered by that event. These big, huge events do change a president and a presidency, as we saw with the Oklahoma City bombing and President Clinton and his handling of that really showed that he grew in the president's job. And the same thing with September 11th and President Bush. And I think that you will see over the next few days more of that as the president goes to Houston to the memorial service tomorrow, and you see him as a healer and a mourner, that will enhance his leadership position. And to the degree that people did worry that this might be a terrorist attack, that also affects the president's position and standing in the country. And an ABC poll taken over the weekend before this awful accident showed that 75% of the people approved of the president's handling of the campaign against terrorism. And this just reminds that terrorism could happen.
Do you think the Columbia tragedy will have any effect on the decision whether to go to war with Iraq?
Well, to the extent that it does remind people that terrorism could happen again at any time, I think so. The president already has an extremely strong hand here. Again, in the poll taken over the weekend, there were 66% said they supported attacking Iraq to oust Saddam Hussein. That's up considerably over a January poll. For the first time, a majority said the United States should attack even without UN approval, and 61% approved of the president's handling of the situation. Secretary of State Powell goes to the United Nations on Wednesday to make the case again, and I think that what you're hearing more and more out of the administration, particularly when Prime Minister Blair was here from Britain at the end of last week, is that when people say to the administration, why war, why now, that the real answer is coming back, well, we need to disarm Saddam Hussein before there is another terrorist attack, before he is in a position to help terrorists. And I think that there's that just incredibly a strong feeling inside the administration that September 11th happened on their watch, and they want desperately for not to have that happen again.
And how do the Democrats respond to that line of argument?
I think it frightens them to death. They're still well behind the Republicans on the question of security, and many Americans put security at the top of their list of concerns. In a poll that the Democrats took themselves, a Democratic organization took itself, the Republicans were almost 30 points ahead of the Democrats on the question of which party is better at keeping America strong, and more than 30 points ahead of the Democrats on being safer here in the United States. So the Democrats have to pay attention to those numbers. They can't just depend on the fact that the voters like them better on the economy when terrorism could happen at any time.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.